If you're expecting your athlete to go back to running, you can expect that there's going to be a good bit of strain in that ACL. And if you're expecting your individual to go back to walking after an ACL reconstruction, well, you should probably be okay with your individual doing some open chain knee extensions.
Open chain exercises have been demonized and have fallen out of favor with many clinicians. The research is starting to swing back. Maybe they're not as bad as we first thought. So today on the podcast, we had Dr. Richard Willey, and he is an assistant professor in the School of Physical Therapy at the University of Montana. And he's a wonderful person to listen to on this topic because his PhD was in biomechanics and movement science. In this episode, we explored what the research is saying about open chain exercises and how and when to incorporate it into your rehab. We even covered a little bit more specifically around ACL rehab. I hope you enjoy this episode. I'm Michael Risk, and this is Physio Explained. All right. Welcome, Rich, and thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Michael. It's a real pleasure to be here. I'm looking forward to today's chat.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. So we're going to talk firstly about the narrative around open chain exercises, particularly knee extensions. So tell us about the narrative that kind of developed around knee extensions and ACLs, and then we're going to dive into PFJ. But start with that narrative with knee extension around ACLs. What do you know, and how has that developed?
Yeah, well, I think historically, and a lot of this data kind of came around at the same time, there were some early biomechanical studies that showed that when we did open chain knee extension, that it tended to put a little more strain on the ACL, and it also tended to increase patellofemoral joint stress, particularly at the end ranges of extension. So those data came out in the 1990s, and I think a lot of folks have really latched onto those data. But since then, some newer studies have come out, particularly with ACL, that have examined ACL strain and have shown that, I think that it's a good time to probably revisit what we know about open chain knee extension and its effect on the ACL. And also some new data have come out with respect to PFJ stress and open chain knee extension. And a lot of that has to do with the different, advancements also in the knee extension machine equipment as well, and how we do that exercise a little bit differently than we did 30 years ago.
Yeah. So my understanding was that when I first came out, so we're talking 7 or 10 years ago, that you don't do that. You don't do open chain for ACL because of stress on a new ACL. And then it's shifted to actually, that's not as bad as we thought. And if we want to get the quads going, we can. So what's some of that newer research showing us about the open chain knee extension?
Yeah, well, there's actually been a handful of papers in the last 10 to 15 years. And some of the things that they show is that, yeah, it, indeed, open chain knee extension, particularly with some resistance, results in strain, or it's an elongation of the resting length of the ACL. Mm-hmm. And we see about 4% or 5% increase in just a temporary stretch when that person's doing that exercise. But one of the things that's happened too is that now with the advancements in biomechanical research methods, people have been able to go take a look at some other activities, and we've seen that with resisted squatting, for instance, that we see ACL strain is pretty much exactly the same, just about 4%. We see with even the Lockman test that ACL strain is about 3.5%, but walking results in 13% strain of the ACL, and more demanding tasks like ascending and descending stairs also results in a pretty equivalent amount of strain. We don't even know the strain on the ACL when we do running. And of course, if you're expecting your athlete to go back to running, you can expect that there's going to be a good bit of strain in that ACL. And if you're expecting your individual to go back to walking after an ACL reconstruction, well, you should probably be okay with your individual doing some open chain knee extensions. And I think too, when we look at this, I think it's really important to remember that the graft is not this inert tissue, it's a tendon. It's a tendon that's been harvested. And if we know anything from all the really amazing tendinopathy research that's been published over the last 10 to 15 years, is that we know that tendon really flourishes under tensile loads. So if we're shielding this structure from loads, we're probably limiting its ability to get incorporated and also to strengthen. And in fact, we see that in some really nice animal literature that shows that when you completely stress shield your ACL, like an ACL reconstruction, it ends up being weaker in the long run than an ACL that has been exposed to some pretty consistent loads during rehab.
Inherently that didn't make sense, did it? When we stopped doing that exercise, I think all of us in our gut were thinking, wouldn't we adapt to that load in a positive way? So I feel like the narrative shifted to time. Is there a time period where you still won't use it, or are you pretty happy to use that quite early on in an ACL journey?
Yeah, I think that some good middle of the road guidelines would be from a paper from Adams et al. And it's a paper that was in Journal of Orthopedic and Sports Physical Therapy published in 2012. So this is a fairly old paper by the University of Delaware. And what they recommended is doing, beginning open chain knee extensions in week four. And that would be in a short arc of 90 degrees of knee flexion up through 45 degrees. And then from week 11 onward, you can go, basically the full range of motion. So they consider those to be, pretty safe guidelines. You can do isometric knee extensions at various ranges of motion and week zero through week four, and you're gonna be safe. And we know that it doesn't result in an increase in ACL laxity in the long term, and it also doesn't inhibit the ability to go back to sport. And if you want to look at something even more aggressive, the Moon guidelines are actually quite a bit faster than that. And in fact, I believe in week four, I think they have, they're recommending individuals go through almost the full range of motion in week four with resistant knee extension. So the guidelines they gave from Adams, I consider to be, pretty conservative.
Mm. That's important. So they have now followed up and found that there is no increase in laxity, even if we introduce those exercises earlier.
Absolutely.
Good. So take me to PFJ, because there was a recent really good Twitter thread that you were involved in with some PFJ symptoms, open chain knee extension. So what do you know about that narrative and how has that moved?
Well, yeah. So I think, again, we can kind of look back at some historical data, and there was a paper published in the early 1990s that showed that when you're in open chain knee extension, particularly in the last 30 degrees, that we see an increase in patellofemoral joint stress. And when we have our knee flexed at 90 degrees, the patellofemoral joint stress is actually quite low. And that's with doing an open chain knee extension. It's exactly opposite of that when we're doing a squat. So when we're in full knee extension, we're standing straight, just straight upright. We have next to no patellofemoral joint stress. And then as we go down into a deep squat, our patellofemoral joint stress increases. But I think it's really worth going back and looking at that Stenroth paper, and that's the author's name. And Stenkamp. I'm going to have to correct myself. So Stenkamp. And what they found when they were doing that, they were using a cuff weight that was attached to the end of the ankle. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's not how knee extension machines that are commonly used now deliver resistance. They're typically done with a cable that attaches to, some sort of knee pad or shin pad. And when you're going through that full range motion, the amount of resistance is pretty consistent that the knee is experiencing. And so as a result, patellofemoral joint stress actually ends up being pretty flat. It doesn't seem to really increase, except for those last 10 to 15 degrees of knee extension range of motion. And so when we look at doing a deep squat in comparison to your standard cabled knee extension machine, a squat can actually result in a lot more patellofemoral joint stress than an open chain knee extension exercise. So I think that would be if we're really looking at patellofemoral joint stress and we're really very concerned about that. And that might be for someone who's highly irritable. So someone might be asking, well, why should we even bother doing open chain knee extension with someone who has patellofemoral pain or is recovering from an ACL reconstruction? So someone might ask, why even bother doing open chain knee extension? And the answer to that is if we have knee pain or we've had a recent traumatic injury to the knee, like an ACL rupture, our nervous systems are incredibly creative and resourceful. And when we go into a squat or do some sort of other functional exercise, like a step down or even something more dynamic like running, what we'll tend to do is shift more load up to the hip extensors and offload that knee. And we'll basically demonstrate a kind of a quadricep avoidance pattern. And what that means is that you can do a lot of squats with that person, but you're going to be getting more strengthening benefit up to the hip extensors. And in fact, it's really quite common to find individuals who are post-op ACL reconstruction at 4 to 6 months after the injury or after the surgery, who have hip extensor strength that is quite a bit greater than healthy matched controls. And so if that's your goal, is to strengthen the hip extensors and keep doing squats, but if you want to get the quadriceps strong, and that's important because we know that that's a good marker of recovery after ACL reconstruction. We also know that's a good marker of recovery after with someone who has patellofemoral pain. You're going to need to do some isolation exercises to basically kind of hack that person's nervous system, if you will. So the knee extension machine is super helpful for accomplishing that therapeutic activity task.
I guess it's just really good clinical reasoning at this point, isn't it? It's like black and white rules aren't helpful. Like, we were throwing out these open chain knee extension exercises, and now we're saying, well, we could use them to get some of that symmetry back to build up just the quads, and then we can go to something a bit more functional or dynamic. Let's go full circle. So let's say you've got a runner or a gym goer in front of you and they've got some PFJ symptoms. What does that look like for you now? Are you more likely to go into open chain and then progress to, say, a step up or a squat? How do you approach this?
Yeah, I usually kind of do a little bit of both. So I'll typically start off with some closed chain exercises because the patient's going to feel a little bit safer with that. Mm. And so I'll start introducing some load to the system. And by system, I need the whole person. And so I'm start doing some squats and perhaps some step ups. And if they have a hard time tolerating that because of some PFJ irritability, we might just start off with just some isolated hip strengthening. And there's some good data out there that show that people who are a little bit more irritable tend to do a little bit better if you just kind of focus on their hip abductors and hip extensors initially and avoid loading that PFJ for the first couple of weeks until the irritability comes down. But after that, I'm going to probably make a pretty quick pivot and try to get them on the knee extension machine and start getting some load through that structure. And so if they have some pain with open chain knee extensions, I just make some adjustments on the range of motion. So, we know that if you're avoiding those in the last 15 to 30 degrees of knee extension, you're not going to get as much patellofemoral joint stress. So you might just do some short arc knee extensions from 90 to 45 degrees of range of motion. Of course, the other thing you can do is change your load up and reduce how much load that they're doing. But I think it's really important for this individual to start learning that loading that patellofemoral joint is a safe and actually healthy thing to do. And so this is part of my patient education when I'm working with this individual. I think it's a really important thing because we know, for instance, that a strong predictor of recovery after patellofemoral pain is lower fear avoidance beliefs. And so by directly doing some loading through the patellofemoral joint and doing so in a very safe and controlled manner, like with the knee extension machine, I think that's going to be something that you're going to see a nice positive benefit there from a psychological standpoint with your patient.
Yeah. That's a wonderful clinical summary. Richard, I've enjoyed that quad avoidance literature you shared with me, and that open chain is not as bad as we thought, and that we actually can use clinical reasoning to pair that up with our patient. Richard, where can people find you?
So I'm at the University of Montana, and you can reach me there via my email, which is rich.willy, so R-I-C-H dot willy, W-I-L-L-Y, at U. Montana.edu. I'm also on Instagram at Montana Running Lab. And my Twitter handle is rwilly2003.
Perfect. Thank you so much for these pearls, and thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.